TION's signature leadership empowerment provides purposeful, driven leadership skills and techniques that will empower and inspire the greatness within you. How we doing, great people? My name is Coach TION Singletary, and I'm glad that you are able to join us on this TSLEWLI. And if you don't know what that stands for, then guess what? You better stand by. TION Singletary Leadership Empowerment Weekly Live Inspiration. Are you ready to be empowered? Are you ready to be inspired? Are you ready to allow your greatness to shine here on today? I am the motivator of excellence, so you better go tell somebody because we're about to have a great time here on today. I'm excited for you to be inspired here today with this episode of Season 4. The year is flying by so quickly, and it is the 7th month of the year. Perhaps you have had some goals you haven't achieved yet. Maybe you want a better job and you haven't received it yet. Maybe a better relationship and you are still stuck in your toxic one. Today, Marie Quinn will share with you her failure and how she chose not to settle for less. Listen to her story and be empowered here today to strive for excellence.
Marie is also a founder of the Dream Big and Bold Academy, an academy that empowers others to live their dreams boldly, including young girls through her Future Women Leaders program. Moraine is an author and host of the Empowerment Minutes podcast. And I've had the great privilege to be able to be part of that podcast. And let me tell you, it is a great opportunity. So no further ado, let's bring on Moraine. Come on down to the stage, unmute yourself. Say hello to the millions and millions.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much, TION, for having me. I love, love, love your energy. You have a contagious energy and personality. It's such an honor to be a guest on your podcast. And I just love the idea of empowering, inspiring greatness in people. And people have been working on their goals, working on, you know, starting off on the right foot. And I just believe that this is a great seed to plant, right? Planting that seed of being inspired, being empowered to greatness. So I'm hoping that anyone who's listening on this podcast or later on YouTube, whatever, a social media channel, you feel empowered, inspired, and you allow your greatness to shine through all of this leadership development opportunities that we're actually sharing. So thank you so much, TION. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. And let's go ahead and I know that you have some great inspiration that you want to share with everyone. So I'm going to move out of the way and allow you to do your thing.
All right now. Thank you so much. So whoever's listening to this podcast, if you're a man or a woman, your daughter, your son, I have a question for you. Have you ever at any point in your life settled for less than your worth? You know, it's a simple question, but many times, more often than not, we don't even realize we're doing these things. So settling for less, it could apply in different areas in your life. So for example, in your relationships, have you ever been with someone that you know from the get-go that you're not supposed to be with that in that relationship? You're being in a wrong marriage, you're even your friends in high school, or you know, just hanging around with people that you know from your gut feeling that you should not be in that circle, yet you stay there. Maybe not about relationships. How about your career? What are you doing now? Have you thought about reflecting, you know, have you reflected about your career and said, oh, maybe I'm a nurse. Maybe I'm really not supposed to be a nurse. Or maybe you're in a position where, you know, you should not be in that position in the first place, yet you settle. There's so many areas in our life that we do settle. It could be relationships, it could be in our career, it could even be in our spiritual life that, you know, God is calling you. You should not be in this other group, you know, doing some of those things, yet you keep being part of something that is pulling you down. You know, what's going on? Have you ever taken the time to figure out why you keep settling? You know, this is an opportunity that I would like to share with you my own story. You know, so many years ago, one time I was having a job transition And then I had a job offer. And so I knew from day one that this job was not for me, you know, but for some reason, and I'll get to that later on, I went ahead after three interviews, I convinced myself that I was going to take this job. And I took the job. And, you know, at the time I was working remotely and you know, I have two small children. And for me, it's very important to have the job flexibility, right? Because I won't be able to drop off my kids and pick them up and all that. So I need a job that can accommodate all those things, you know? And then I went and took on this job and I was told that, you know, for a few months that would work, but afterwards I'll need to come into the office. So I was not aligned with the values of that job. I actually took a $20,000 pay cut for a job that I did not even like. You know, working with people that I was not, you know, in agreement with their values, just because I wanted this job, just because I didn't want a position, a situation where I could have maybe a gap in my income or a gap or, you know, not having a job at a time. And so before you know it, I settled for that job. I can tell you this, this is actually one of the lowest points of my career that I just shared with you. Because what ended up happening was just something that when I think about it, I just say to myself, I must have been crazy at the time. That's many years ago. I've learned my lessons. But do you know that just for me taking that job, hanging out with people that I didn't even feel that I should be in that circle, I don't share the same values with them just because I wanted a job. I took a pay cut just because I wanted to have that job. And after about 6 months, I ended up being fired. So imagine taking a job that you're not even aligned with. You're not even having the same values. You're taking less money, taking less money home. You end up being fired from that same job. Unbelievable. That's very sad, isn't it? You know, I believe that you can, whoever's listening to this call can relate to what I just shared. After that happened, I had to take time and say to myself, okay, what's going on? How did I even get there? And that's the only time in my career that spans over 30 years that I've been fired from a job that I did not like, fired by a manager who was not even half as qualified as I was. But I spent my time going to that job every single day. And you know what happens when you're going through that kind of a situation, when you settle, it starts affecting your confidence. You know, it starts affecting your mindset. It starts affecting how you show up. And quite frankly, some of those things, they just don't make sense. So you got to be able to sit and ask yourself, why are you settling? Why are you in that relationship when you know you shouldn't be there? Why are you having these friends when you know they shouldn't be your friends? Why are you choosing this career path when you know that you're actually destined for something greater, right? Like Tion's podcast is about inspiring greatness in you. This is a new year, right? What are some of those things that we can look back and say they're obstacles? They're things that have held us back and that you're starting a new year. You want to be able to move forward. So have you settled? I'm asking you the question again. Have you settled before? Have you settled in your career? Have you settled in your relationships? Have you settled even in your spiritual life? Where have you settled? I'm asking you that question today because I believe there's a message. There's a reason why you're tuning into this podcast. It's something that has to change starting today as you're listening to my voice. You've heard my story. You've heard my story. And I'm going to tell you what I did. When I got fired, I had to work on myself. I had to figure out why did I settle in the first place? And I can tell you, I settled so many times before that. But that to me was the lowest point of my career. And I can tell you this. When I coached myself, when I worked on myself, I realized that the reason why I settled was because of fear. Many times we are afraid to let it go. Many times we are afraid of rejection. We are afraid of failure. We got to open our mind to say that you have to fail forward. There is no way you can learn without failing. failing is actually a good thing. I've had my business for, this is the 6th year now, and that happened just before my business was born. The real reason I was afraid was because I knew that it was time for me to get started on my business, but I was afraid to take action. I was afraid like, oh my God, I'm used to having this income every month. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna ever really start this business. Oh my God, what if I don't make it? What if, so what? If you take the leap of faith and actually get to do it and you failed, well, you did it anyway. And what makes you think that you're actually gonna fail? You see where I'm going with this? For me, I had to take time to say, okay, why did I settle so many times? Why did I have to do this? And I could get to the bottom of it and could tell that it was fear. Fear of failure was holding me back. And so when I was actually able to work on myself to fix some of those areas, because definitely my confidence was on the line, feeling that I was not good enough. And that's why I love this quote, you know, by Ellen Roosevelt that says, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Whenever you settle, you're actually giving permission for someone to make you feel inferior. That's huge. Things have to change. You got to stop. It's a new year. It's a new year. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. I want to challenge you that whatsoever it's going on inside you, you got to deal with it. Maybe you got to find a coach like Tiana and I. You got to find someone to help you to get out of that situation that is holding you back. Can you coach yourself to deal with the fear, to deal with those things, those obstacles that are holding you back from getting to your greatness? That's why you were born. You were born to do great things. So stop giving yourself, excuses such that you're living a mediocre or, you know, a life that is less than what you were created for. So for me, once I got to that point, I hit rock bottom when I got fired. That's when I actually worked on actually launching my business. So EMK Learning Solutions was born, and EMK is an abbreviation. E stands for empower, M stands for motivate, K stands for Kindle. So that's inspiring. What do you need to ignite the fire within you to go where you're going? So that's the whole meaning of EMK Learning Solutions, the name of my company. I have been there before. I have hit, you know, rock bottom. I have settled. I'm talking to you right now. If you have settled before, you're dealing with fear, you're allowing some of these obstacles, this baggage that's holding you back. Until you get off, lighten off your load, you'll not be able to get to the top of the mountain. So I challenge you at this point to take some time to make a change, and the change starts today. So this is what I wanted to share with you. No one can make you inferior unless you give them permission. So stop giving someone permission to make you feel less than what you're worth. It's not necessary. That's not who you are. So until you value yourself, no one else would value yourself. Until you value your time, no one else would value your time. Whatsoever God put in your heart, what are your dreams? You know, that's one of the reasons I wrote my book titled Dream Big and Live Your Dreams Boldly. You know, because I'm a firm believer that no matter how big our dreams are, we can live them. If we truly, truly, truly work hard on them, they can happen. So what are some of your dreams this year? Are you going to do something about it? Are you going to work on your goals? So are you going to be able to see your dreams manifest? What are you going to do? You have to take action. It doesn't just happen overnight. You got to do something. That's why when it comes to leadership, leadership is influence. Nothing more, nothing less. But I tell you this, it's harder to lead yourself than to lead other people. So this time I'm holding you accountable to lead yourself to make your dreams manifest. So that's what I'm living with you today. What are your dreams? What are the things that you're passionate about? That's not enough, because you can be passionate about football, but then you're not good at football. What is it that when it comes to your passion that you can align with your gifts? Because the Bible says your gift would make room for you. So what is it about your giftedness that you can tap into this year and make it impact your world? Because when you have a dream, what is the purpose if it cannot impact other people, right? So you got to think about significance. You got to think about purpose. Ask yourself the questions, why am I here? And what do I want to be remembered for? And what can I do while I'm still here to make sure that I'm remembered for what I want to be remembered for. So thank you so much, Tian. If anyone wants to have this conversation later on with me, I'm more than happy to talk to you. My website is emklearningsolutions.com. My email address is info@emklearningsolutions.com. I want to be part of your success this year. I want to be able to help you. That's why we are here. So allow me to help you because I want to see the greatness in you manifest this year.
Thank you. You answered all the questions that I was writing down.
So awesome.
I don't want to talk no more. Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. So thank you so much for the words of wisdom and insights that you share with us on leadership and how to lead ourselves, which is the most part of person to lead is ourselves.
Absolutely.
And when we are able to lead ourselves, we're able to move forward and fail. Fail forward.
That's right.
It's okay. You just got to value yourself and go after your dreams, goals, and vision. Again, thank you, Maureen, for being here. Everyone that's tuning in, appreciate you. This has been another episode for TSLEWLI. Looking forward to seeing you on the next episode. Continue to be great in you and be great in the things that God has inspired you to be, do, and have in life. I love you. And guess what? Again, there's nothing you can do about it.
Visit our website at www.tionsingletary.com to learn more about what we do. Again, that is www.tionsingletary.com. We want to see you succeed in life. Are you ready?